house, it's good to see you in the house. Amen.
Amen.
To those that watch online who have been admonishing you for not paying enough attention to them, even though sometimes it's during the week, we are grateful for your presence whenever it is that you come on. Amen. Brother Devin, it's good to see you in the house. And Sister Dave, it's good to see you. And Sister Deborah, thank you for checking on me through the week and putting up with my ups and downs. I'm grateful for you. Amen. Now is the time. Verse 2, for he says, it is in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of my salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, and now is the time of salvation. One of the greatest areas of stewardship that is overlooked by most Christians is the stewardship of our time. Come on, somebody. Many of us try to be good stewards of our money and our resources, but we forget about that important thing called time. I think God will hold us accountable for many things that we take lightly, such as time. I'm reminded the five foolish virgins who held their oil tanks unaccountable, amen? Mm-hmm. They took their responsible lightly, and some of us do the same thing with our talents. We don't take them and we don't use them the way that God would want us to. You know, some of us take our talents wisely and purposefully, and we invest our talents into the seed bank expecting a wise harvest. Uh-huh. And my question to you today is, do you invest your time wisely? Can you honestly say to yourself that my time is well spent?
Yes, it is.
Can you honestly say that your time is well spent? Yeah. Can you honestly say that your free time when you are alone with you and your own thoughts is well spent? Don't answer that out loud. Notice we use the words spend time. Spend time simply means to use up, to pay out, to exhaust, or wear out. Brothers and sisters, understand that time is the most valuable thing that a man can spend. It's also the most valuable thing that a person has.
Come on.
I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But when my time is up, that stuff don't mean a thing.
Right.
Something we can never get more of when it's gone. Mm-hmm. And the older we get, the quicker it passes.
Yes, yes.
I remember coming up, my grandfather used to say, just keep on living. And I said, my goodness, what does he mean by that? He said, if you think it went fast now, you just keep on living.
Yeah.
And now it is at the point where before you know it, you're starting your work week. The next thing you know, it's the weekend. Before mm-hmm. you know it, you're back to work again. Uh-huh. And the leaves have changed. Uh-huh. The school buses are running back. But just a few blinks ago, people were on vacation in the summertime. Time is moving swiftly.
Yeah.
And I want to suggest to you not to spend your time in vain.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you very quickly. Understand that the enemy uses a sneaky time. Come on, somebody. He has us to waste our time and to get us to think as though we have plenty more of it. The biggest devil that you'll find in your bedroom, aside from the recesses of your mind, is your snooze button.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you are late.
Yeah.
Late for church. Late for Bible study, late for Sunday school, and then what? Well, maybe I just won't go.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that time is limited and it's of the essence. A rich man can buy nothing more. A rich man and a poor man are equal when it comes to the bank of time. 60 minutes in an hour, 1,444 minutes in a day. 10,080 minutes in a week, 43,200 minutes in a month, and when it runs out, you are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you are just that dead. Whatever is undone is going to stay that way.
Yeah.
Come on and talk to me, y'all. Whatever is undone is going to stay that way. Whatever is unsaid is going to remain unsaid. Whatever work that you intended to do is going to be left unfinished when your time runs out. See, don't be under the misconception that you have a whole lot of it. That one day you're going to get a phone call, a text message, or a knock on your door, and someone is going to tell you that Pastor Tim is dead. Yes. And anything that you want to say to me will remain unsaid. Anything that you want to give to me, good or bad, will remain undone. Now is the time. If you've got something to say to somebody, say it. If you've got some work to do, do it. Because the one thing that you don't have any more of is some time. We're careful with our money, aren't we, some of us? The harder we work for it, the more careful we are on how we use it. Time ought to be the same thing. You ought to be careful. You ought to plan it. You ought to look at your time. You ought to say, how can I use what God has given me right now for the best of his ability, for the building of his kingdom? What can I do right now to make sure that God is glorified, that his people are edified, so we can horrify all the demons in this Lehigh Valley right now? The thing you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what God wants. All these other things we need, it says, will be given unto us, doesn't it? Satan's greatest trick is to get you to think there's plenty of time. Romans 13:11 says, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of your sleep, for now salvation nearer than when we first believed. Understand that wisdom tells us that time is temporary. Psalms 90:9 says that we spend our time as a tale that is told. Verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I didn't write it. That's what the Bible says. The one thing that we do not have a lot of is time. 72 years is not a lot of time. It's not a lot of time. Especially when you have to work till you're 63. That doesn't leave you much time.
Right.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I want you to understand that we are living in the last days. And it's very important that we walk in holiness right now. Right now. It's time to put things away that need to be put away. It's time to shift our focus more so on building the kingdom. This isn't a whole lot of stuff to hoop and holler about, but I want you to understand that time is of the essence. And if you have been through some fire, you will understand how precious and important time is. Those that know me and know me on a personal level know that I don't have time for foolishness. I don't have time to fool around. I will not wait for you. If I say 12 and I'm there at 12, at 12:03, you will be standing alone. Amen. Why? Because I have been through the fire and God has granted me just a little more time. I remember laying in hospice. I remember them putting me in the hospice bed. But I also remember waking up and I said to myself, I've got a little more time. So God, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Whatever you want me to say, I'm going to say it. I'm not going to focus on whether people like me, whether they don't like me, whether they talk about me, whether they sing about me, whether they shout about me, whether they talk about my past failures. I don't care because I'm worried about what I'm going to do right now to make time runs, and so do young adults. We run here and there and everywhere, and we don't need but 2 and 3 hours of sleep because you run. Keep on living.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, somebody. And when we're middle aged, time flies, and when we get old, time is gone. If you think about it purely from a perspective of time, I'm 44 years old. If I live to be 80, my life is already half over. Uh-huh. There is more behind me than there is in front of me. Amen. So I've got to make sure that I'm using my time wisely. Beloved, understand that today is all you have.
Yes.
Two things to not worry about. Yesterday
and tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And the reason I don't worry about yesterday is because I can't change it. Because yesterday is gone. And the reason I don't worry about tomorrow is because tomorrow may never come. And the thing about tomorrow, if it does come, I know Sunday school. I'm too busy to show up for practice. I'm too busy to get that stuff. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. Because if it was something other than that in the world, you would make time to get there and do what needed to be done. Come on, somebody. We grow a veneer of busyness.
Yeah.
What is a veneer? A veneer is a false front.
Mm-hmm.
We have cherry wood veneer caskets. You lay that thing out, it looked like $10,000. It was $600. Because if you scratch it underneath it, you'll see that there's plywood under there. Nothing of substance, but it looks good. We build a false veneer of busyness. A false show. We live in a shallow frenzy with no real deep friendships. Deep friendships. I'm talking about somebody that'll go through the fire with you. Somebody that loved you so much, they'll tell you you're out of line. Somebody that loved you so much, they'll say that's out of order, but they still love you. That's a deep friendship. Little commitments. Our days have great promise and dreams that can develop into hollow nightmares. We can be self-feeding and selfish, just feeding our egos, and we starve our inner man.
Yeah.
You miss that. We spend so much time to see who's looking at us and who's liking us.
Right.
That we build a busyness around how many people like me. They didn't like my picture. They didn't say nothing about my post. They didn't say nothing about my outfit. They didn't say nothing about my robe. And you build a veneer of busyness and your inner man is starving to death. We can develop good programs and not have real change. Come on, somebody. We make sure that the time we spend is used correctly, is used to build the kingdom, is used to edify God's people. Understand, commitment and wise time management comes from the inside and not the outside. Philippians 4 and 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therein to be content. To wish to be another is to be a waste of who you are. Stop wasting your valuable time trying to be somebody else. Amen. Somebody said to me, you remind me of my uncle. I said, I don't even know your uncle's name. All I know is this is who I am. I'm not wasting my time trying to be somebody else. Don't waste your time trying to sing like Pastor Carey. Sing like Deborah. Don't try to preach like Tim. Preach like Devin. Don't try to sing. Come on, somebody. Don't waste time trying to be something that God has not ordained in you to be. If he put it in you, that's for you. What he gave me, you gave that for me. That's my thing. What he gave to you is your thing. That's your thing. Peer pressure Popularity has become time's goal. There are times when we find ourselves struggling to get everybody else's approval, and God is saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. I made you. I'm good with you. I got work for you to do. Why are you worried about what she's saying about you? I put you over here. Why are you worried about what's going on over there? I put you right there. Why are you worried about what they're saying on Truth Street? Well, I'm standing with you on Temple Street. Get to work. You don't have to stop.
Come on, you preaching.
Come on, you preaching today.
Ephesians 5 and 16 let us know, redeem the time. Jesus. Because the days are evil, some may ask the question, what does redeem time mean? Redeem time means to get back, to give back, to change for better, or to free from captivity. Do you understand that? But what we need is time, and time is all we have. Give Jesus your time. Come on now. Yeah. Give your family your time. Give that elderly person in your life some time. Mm-hmm. You missed that. Give Jesus your time.
Yes.
Give the church your time.
Yes.
Give the pastor your time.
Yes.
Give that elderly person your time. Because if the Lord allow you to get up, you're going to need somebody to give some time to you. And the level of care we get is commensurate with the level of care that we have given to God's people.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. We have to be careful. We might get the care back that we've given to others.
Well,
oof. You know, I'm thinking a lot about time lately. I'm thinking about my brother. I'm thinking about my friend.
Uh-huh.
Who is transitioning from earth to glory.
Yes, Lord.
And I think about how he spent his time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about how he lived his life.
Yeah.
And I thought how easy and difficult at the same time it's going to be to stand over him and give a word because he spent his time wisely.
Uh-huh.
Let's not live in a way that when we get laid out, the undertaker have to try to figure out what pastor he can get to come.
Yeah.
One, whoever's available and is in the budget. We got to see who we get to come and hope that they can lie over you and say something to make the family, you know, pleased that they had written this man or woman a check. Live your life like the song says, this is my story. This is my song. Every day, every minute, every second of our life, all of our actions, everything that we've done is our story. Every day we are writing our story. Make sure your story is worthy to be told.
Yes.
Come on, somebody, and I'm done. I've learned, brothers and sisters, that Jesus was on a timetable. See, if you don't believe me, I see y'all are quiet. And my granddaddy said, if I used to have some praying folk in here to help me close this house, I've learned that, brothers and sisters, Jesus was on a timetable. Time was very important to him. That's why he didn't die in a bad camel accident. Come on, somebody. That's why he didn't die in the second year of his ministry. That's why he didn't get baptized on his 15th birthday. That's why he didn't die in 2002 because he was on a timetable. Even Jesus knew that time was of the essence. And we must be on a timetable. That's why children shouldn't try to be grown at 12. It's not your time. That's why a 14-year-old shouldn't have babies. It's not your time. That's why a 9-year-old has no business wearing mascara. It's not your time. Understand, there's a time to move forward. There's a time to stand still. There's a time to step out on faith. There's a time to rest on his promises. Help me. There's a time to open your mouth. There's a time for you to shut up. Hey, there's a time to offer your opinion, and there's a time to weigh on the Lord. There's a time to go to school, there's a time to own your own business, there's a time to dream your dream. And right now,
come on,
right now is the time. Right now, hallelujah, hallelujah. What are you doing with your time? Father, thank you. Looking for a church home, now is the time.